Good morning, Kingston. This is your indie wake-up call. Playing anything new and everything indie. Garage rock, hip-hop, folk, punk, and electropop. New, Canadian, and even local. Indie Wake Up handles your morning. Here for you, Kingston. Weekday mornings from 8 to 10. On the one, the only, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Attention, everyone. Let's have an odd hush, please, for Mr. Burns.
Compadres, it is imperative that we crush the freedom fighters before the start of the rainy season.
And remember, a shiny new donkey for whoever brings me the head of Colonel Montoya.
What? No. And by that I mean, of course, it's time for the Worker of the Week Award.
Mobility. That's right. Hey.
How y'all doing today?
We're doing great.
My name is Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And that was the sweet, soulful southern sound of Robbie Foulkes right here on CFRC.
Yes.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby at all. Did you miss me?
Welcome back, Simone.
Welcome back.
You've been gone for so long that I thought that maybe you were just a figment of my imagination this whole time.
A dream woman.
Yeah, exactly. Well, pinch me because she's back, everyone, after 2 weeks on assignment. Simone the Moan has returned.
I'm back.
Here to dig me out of this nerd hole and get me back on the right track.
Balance you out a little bit.
You can't leave me alone for too long.
I don't want you to not be a nerd and not, like, deny yourself, deny your true identity. Okay?
But I'm
here to bring you back a little bit.
And I'm here to rein you out, I guess, because we've got some nerd stuff to talk about today.
Yeah.
We've got some big video game news to talk about later.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, but that's going to be after 9 o'clock.
Okay.
At Nerd Segment.
Yeah.
What else have we got on the program today, Simone?
I guess I'll just tell you what I've been up to.
Yeah.
You know?
People want to know.
Well, a little bit.
I think it's like a secret family situation where you're just hosting another radio show two towns over.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe.
You're going to excuse yourself to the bathroom and go run outside.
Run out and broadcast remotely
and come back.
Be like, hey, Belleville, how are you?
Exactly. I knew it, everybody. We're going to peel this onion. Peel this onion wide. You got us here till 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's going to be a good show.
We're also
going to talk about food from our glorious sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Lots of cool stuff. We're going to learn about what cassoulet is.
Ooh, cassoulet.
It's as delicious as it sounds.
Cassoulet. Is it French? Or?
It is French.
And en français, cassoulet. Yeah, cassoulet.
Yes, well, more on that later. It's going to be good.
Okay, cassoulet.
Just a whole lot of great tunes. It's a balanced show today. A little bit of everything.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Me too.
I'm excited, and I literally just can't hide it.
Awesome. Thanks for coming. Thanks for returning, Simone. The listeners, thank you.
Yes, and we're also, just so you know, we're also live right now on Facebook. So if you're wondering
what
we look like or what it's like doing radio in this day and age, you can sign in. It's a public page, so anyone can hop on at Simone the Moan at CFRC Radio.
Yeah, and somehow.
All one word. SimoneAt. CFRCRADIO.
You might have missed one. But if you want to log on and see just how much I look like an uglier Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jeff.
Let's get to it, shall we?
Oh, Jeffrey. Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll have to straighten him out, people. We'll have to straighten him out.
You got 2 hours to do it.
Okay.
All right. Up next,
I'm ready.
We've got a classic from Peach Pit. This one's called Up Granville right here.
On CFRC.
Let's do it.
The time. you've had enough. So you tossed it up like skeet and shot it. Just a mark of your week with a little candy of blood red. Even at the golden light of morning, leading you away from all this strife, having ordinary company that always leaves you dry. Even at the cocaine continental, laughing at the way you cut your lines, having all of everybody's begging, bucking up the time.
Connie Calder, and you're one of the fabulous listeners to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Should feed him lots of eggs and olive oil to ensure a glossy coat.
Oh, yeah. A dog like this you have to feed every day.
So you told all the boys that you were gonna take me out. Even the
Listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
How's it going?
I'm feeling fine.
Great. I'm also feeling fine. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yes. And if you want to join us online and see a live feed video.
Join us.
Join us on Simone the Moan at CFRC Radio on Facebook. It's public. Just join. It's all one word. Simone the Moan at CFRC Radio, all spelled out.
You really should.
So that is SimoneThemoneAtCFRCRadio.
I suggest checking it out because not only do you get to see behind the iron curtain, as we call it here, but y'all, my gut is like on point right now. Look at that. Look at that movement.
So squishy. Isn't it sweet?
It's pretty good.
Look.
I like it a lot. That's why we're talking a little bit about exercise and physical fitness on the program today.
Yeah. Okay,
that's why I brought fruit for breakfast.
I know. And you brought peaches.
Yeah.
Which is delicious. Like, I just feel, I don't know, it's giving me a little bit of a brain boost. I feel good after having that peach.
Yeah. We'll talk more about that, I guess, next break on our sponsorship segment.
Yeah, of course.
But, this time of year, September, a lot of everything's getting going again. School is back.
School is back.
Lots of irons in the fire, and so we want to be healthy. I mean.
Absolutely. You need strength. You really do need strength to carry on. Like, you need strength or some support.
Vitamins.
Therapy.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And eat your vitamins. I have a friend who, grew up, I guess, in Britain. The UK, and she says vitamins.
Good.
She
aluminium.
Says vitamins. Vitamins.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Nice.
I was like when she says vitamins.
Awesome. So, Simone, you're back after a 2-week hiatus.
Yeah.
Thanks for returning to the depths of CFRC headquarters.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. Like, I missed you guys. I missed this. I love this.
The listeners missed you because I was rambling like a madman last week. Yeah.
Well, you know, I've been busy. I must admit, I've been busy.
Well, good. So now that we're back, this segment, we like to talk about what's going on in our lives.
Okay, well, you go first.
No, mine's boring.
Yours boring?
I was up till midnight last night playing Silk Song and eating microwave pizza. Very exciting stuff.
Okay.
I guess we'll talk about that a little later, too.
Okay. Well, what have I been up to?
Yeah.
I've definitely been working on my art.
Nice.
I've been really, really kind of been tunnel vision, like literally locked myself in my apartment after I got an air conditioner. I didn't tell you?
What? Okay. Where's the prize
okay,
horn?
Okay, so this remember, is a victory. Okay, let's back up now. This is how far all of this is going. We had a significant heat wave. Do y'all remember? Just a couple of weeks ago, we had like a month-long heat wave that was horrible. Well, for most of all that time, I had no air conditioner because, as you know, a couple of years ago, I bought a super air conditioner for $600, thinking that that would be the end-all, be-all, and it broke within a couple weeks,
awesome.
And I couldn't get it. I couldn't return it. There's no one to fix it, right? So anyway, I was carrying on, going to the library, hanging out at Food Basics, hanging out at Loblaws, hanging out at Winners, literally just hanging around.
Anywhere with an air conditioning
Anywhere
system.
Anywhere with an air conditioner.
Yeah.
And, you know, try to tell people in my life, like, I'm suffering. And nobody cared. Nobody
You're loitering. That's
nobody,
awesome.
Nobody saw it as, you know, they just didn't see. When you have, like, do you call it?
When it's a 4-week heat wave, Simone, it's every man for himself.
I guess so. Anyway, but finally, someone had mercy on me.
Oh, okay.
I'll call him Superman. Superman had mercy on Wonder Woman and got her an air conditioning. So I've got it now. So as soon as I got the air conditioning, like, it was just my stress level. And then I was able to finish my art pieces and submit everything, all the paperwork, everything. So I'm feeling a lot better.
Good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so I've got that going on.
Heat wave's over. It's getting cooler in the evenings.
Yeah, and so now, like, I'm more focused on the art piece. So working on the website,
what's the website?
Oh, the website is SimoneOtley.com.
What?
Very simple.
Yeah.
SimoneOtley.com.
So Simone, now like you know, being on campus as much as you are when you do the show, do you find like I do that in September when the semester starts up again, that gives you a bit more of like a structure boost, not a creative boost, but like everyone's getting back to their schedules and their routines.
Yeah. Like there's definitely,
does that
like,
rub
like,
off on
like
you?
There's definitely an energy about it. And like when I'm on the bus, like I'm always just watching people, right? I'm always just staring at people, right? But I just kind of noticed. notice, like, the different, like, brands that kids are wearing. Do you know what I mean? The clothes that they're wearing. Like, even my styles change a little bit.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
I'm wearing these wide leg pants, like these mom jeans, but that's what's in style,
that's
right?
That's what's in style.
You know, and I even got, like, a pullover, like not fleece, but looks like a teddy bear material.
Like a cardigan?
Not a cardigan, like a sweater.
Okay.
Like, with a zip up, like a zip up, not like... What am I trying to say?
Sweater.
No, not a sweater. Like, it is a sweater. But you know, those. It doesn't zip from all the way but the bottom. It's like the zipper starts like at your chest and goes all the way up.
Oh, okay.
You have one.
I do have one.
Yeah. So stuff like that I'm wearing. Like, my style has changed. I wear ball caps now.
Nice.
Do you know what I mean? I got a Blue Jays one. I've got one by a company called Hurley. I've got...
Oh, yeah, that's a good ball
cap
company.
I've got an Under Armour one. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm collecting all these caps.
Getting bro-y on us.
And you know that store in the Cat Center that does hats? Only hats?
Yeah.
So I was in there.
Simone, like, what's happened to you?
I don't know. Like you know me. You know I'm the girl of the dress.
Yeah.
Like, I'm of the dress.
But you know what? It's because it's sweater weather. Everything's back. Yeah, and also because we almost had Vinny the Thrill on today. He had to cancel last minute.
Yeah,
but I think you're getting those bro vibes.
I am, like, turning into a bro now. Like, if you guys go on my Instagram, I posted. Did you see my post?
Yeah, I did.
My bro-y post.
Oh, you were rocking the Leafs jersey? I've never seen you in a hockey jersey before.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
Yes, I'm doing it all. So would you agree that was, like, the most Kingston dude bro? Maybe it's Kingston bro?
I mean,
outfit I assume
you were wearing a Carhartt t-shirt underneath.
Oh, okay.
Then you're, like,
yeah.
Full.
Because I had the shorts, but they weren't jorts or cargo. If I had cargo cargo shorts.
That hang. Loose below the knee?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, see, you've been doing this show too long. All this Kingston stuff is rubbing off on you.
So, yeah, I was trying to find, like, an ultimate, like, Kingston song that would represent, like, you know, that rock and roll. And all I could think of was, what do you call it? You remind me of what I really am.
Yeah, I know that one. That's a great song.
I didn't really know if it fit, but that's
Nickelback,
the first one.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's Nickelback. So that was the one that I thought, but then I ended up picking the one, like, Can You Kick It? Something like that.
Okay, yeah.
A Tribe Called Quest, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've got a few.
But I don't know. I like the sound. I'm like, I like it. But it was between those two.
I say Nickelback's probably more Kingston. Well, no,
it's more Kingston.
Nah,
eh?
Tribe works too, though.
Yeah?
Tribe works too, I think. Yeah.
You know, anyway.
Yeah. Speaking of music, though, we'll get back to the tunes. Next break, we're going to talk about food. Last set. Before we get back to more music, we heard new stuff from David Byrne featuring Hayley Williams. That was called What Is the Reason For It?
What is the reason for it?
I guess it's just to rock out with David Byrne.
Nice. Let's do it then.
Also, we had Etta James there with Pushover. We heard a new one from Labrador. Did I get that right?
Yeah, Labrador.
With Dry Out in June.
Mm.
And we opened it up with Peach Pit and Up Granville. But we're going to get to I guess it's not brand new. It's old school, but... Simone, I've got a tickle in my throat, so you're going to have to say the name.
Okay, so...
It's the Micro Girls is the band.
Yeah, the Micro Girls, and the song is Rukon Peran Rock Tati.
I think they're from the Netherlands or Holland
I can't do it.
You did it better than I was going to do.
I tried for you guys.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
We try for you guys right here.
On CFRC 101.9.
Let's go. Bishop Nehru. Shout out to CFRC and the campus and community radio at Queens University. Much love to everybody. Much love to all the Nehruvians listening. Peace.
Thank you for flying Punkette Airlines. Flight attendants, take your seats, please.
And 6 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
I'm I'm Brian from the Lemon Twigs.
This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
Yes, I saw her.
Simone couldn't get any cooler. You're off air talking about robots.
Robots, yeah.
Well, welcome back to CFRC.
Yes.
The den of nerds and villainry.
Yes.
My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And you were at the sidewalk sale.
Absolutely, I was.
Down University Avenue. That was last Saturday. Yeah, last Saturday. It was a drizzly gray day, but it was part of the orientation week.
Because
we're on campus and all the students are back.
Yeah, and I picked up some cards.
Oh, you got some swag.
And I got some swag, a lot of stickers.
Yeah, oh, wait.
And stuff. Okay, so let's see. Okay, so I've got one. Okay, so one of the great, I love a good customer service, okay?
Yeah.
I've worked in customer service, my entire life and forward-facing, so I'm all about that. Making a good impression when you first meet someone.
Of course.
And so the people who made the best impression, because they're all sitting there, they're all, these booths, right? The people who did the best I can say are the were the engineering students. So the Queen's Space Engineering Team.
Yeah.
Okay. There's showing my showing all the folks on Facebook there, Facebook Live. They were so great.
They made stickers.
They made their own stickers.
Cool.
They were telling me about like the satellite that they're currently sending to space.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? Like, they're building their own satellite. Like, it's actually done. Like, almost, you know, ready to go.
Can we get in on that? Like, can we get a framed headshot of Simone with an autograph that says, if you're an alien and you find this?
You know what? That's a great idea.
Well, let's get some CFRC swag up in space.
Even, like, if you want to, like, make a donation,
yeah,
just have your signature on the satellite that goes up into space.
Yeah.
Yes,
Charlton Heston,
right?
Will find in a million years.
Yeah, so the Queen's Space Engineering, you guys,
that's
were awesome.
Awesome.
They took the time to explain, like, everything to me. Okay, so who was next? I was really impressed by. I was impressed by Jack.org at Queen's. They are a mental health organization completely 100% run by students.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's a charity, nonprofit charity in Canada, and the only one completely run by young people.
Very cool.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that we'll be able to talk to them more as the days go on about mental health and what you can do to improve it, maintain it, that sort of thing. So I'm very impressed by them.
Nice.
And they gave me a nice little holder to put my debit card.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you know the little stickies you can put on the back of your phone?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and so then the last, is there another one?
You got a lot of swag in there.
Okay, so the other group, it was either the space, it was another engineering group.
Yeah.
Okay, so they had now drones.
Yeah.
Okay, that they had built.
Yeah.
And they were going to do a competition in Ottawa and in New York where they give the drone instructions and the drone is supposed to fly into a building inside, like through a window,
really?
And then put out a fire on its own. Like, it has to go down the halls.
Oh.
It has to go down the halls and wherever it's supposed to go and put out a fire.
This is fantastic news.
Yes.
Not for firefighting, but because I have had a dream for years. Why don't we live in a world where I can look up, I can order a pizza and a six pack on my phone and have a drone fly in my
it's
window?
It's coming, my
it's
friend.
It's coming.
It's
yes.
coming. It's literally here.
Go Queen's
it's
University.
It's literally here. And so those guys are so great. I remember he said, have you ever thought about doing aerospace? And I'm like, oh, yeah, well, I like the drones because it would be great for, like, filming a fashion video. And he kind of just looked at me like, what?
Well, you got to look who you're talking to, Simone.
Anyway, I
love being on campus.
I was really impressed with them. But those are the three groups that I was really, really impressed with.
Nice.
Who, you know, you want to be engaging. You want people to come and look at your booth. So
yeah.
Don't just sit there twiddling your thumbs or, you know, putting your head down. You know, put a smile on your face, even if you're scared, and you may meet a new friend.
Or a robot friend. Well, here at Indie Wake Up, we like to support all things Queen's University. We love supporting organizations, and we love supporting our sponsors.
Yes.
Our amazing sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Downtown.
Fine Foods.
You've been eating your Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get down to Old Farm and get some comfort food. It's comfort food season at Old Farm.
Yeah, that's right.
Basically, like we've been saying, it's the fall and it's everyone's back to work, everyone's back to school, so that means we're back to I don't have time to cook season. So entrees, frozen pre-made entrees are flying out at Old Farm.
Mm.
We got the mafia lasagna. It's got extra gabagoo.
It's like a soprano type of thing.
Yeah, that's right. We learned the recipe from nefarious sources, so it's authentic.
Okay.
We've got the mac and cheese, the famous Old Farm mac and cheese.
There's a famous mac and cheese?
When they ask you, do you eat your mac and cheese with a spoon or a fork? You say, no, I go to Old Farm and I eat it with a fork because it's like real. They use the limestone organic creamery cream in the cheese sauce. So it gives it that richness, that thickness.
Ooh.
It's real good.
Yeah.
And then you get the Old Farm famous beef chili. We call it the big beef chili because there's big beef in it.
Mm.
And
what do I do?
On those cold autumn nights, you stir the beef chili into the macaroni. and then you're living life to the fullest.
Oh my goodness. That sounds good though. So okay, so tell me more about this mac and cheese. Is there like a lot of crust, like thick, a lot of cheese in it?
There's a lot of cheese in it. The cheese sauce obviously is throughout, and then there's like a layer of like shredded cheddar that's sprinkled on top. The way we do it is it's fully cooked.
Oh, okay.
And then you put a topping on top that isn't, so that when you reheat it, the top crust doesn't burn. It cooks itself.
Oh.
So it's like seasoned breadcrumbs, cheddar cheese, and crispy onion crust.
Oh.
And it just gets so crunchy and delicious.
Oh.
So I like to thaw it out overnight in the fridge and then stick it in the oven or the toaster oven by the square, by the cube.
Okay.
And then it gets all nice and crispy, just like the way it should be.
The way it should be.
And then I also want to talk about cassoulet. Which I've never heard of.
What is cassoulet?
I didn't know what it was. We have an amazing head chef and owner, Nancy George, who's been like cooking in restaurants for decades. She's really good. She's the kind of chef where she just pulls these recipes out of seemingly nowhere. Like, oh, we've got this, we've got that.
Yeah.
I'm just going to roast a couple ducks today, and we're going to make cassoulet. So cassoulet is a French traditional, kind of like a stew that's made from a combination of white beans, pork sausage, duck meat, and bacon.
Ooh.
It's very good.
You know how much I love bacon, right?
Well, like, this one's similar to the macaroni in that the white beans are cooked with the sausage and the duck. It's like a two-day process. Like, the flavor really gets in there. And then the topping, much like the macaroni, is like seasoned breadcrumbs, but they are cooked in bacon grease, and it's delicious.
Yeah.
It's so, like, rich.
So that you're selling that right now?
Yeah, it's in the freezer and it's going quick. It was like 2 or 3 days of prep to get it all ready. Like, we were slow roasting ducks in the store all for like a day. It smelled so good.
Okay, so again, go over the ingredients with me.
It's like white beans that's cooked in pork sausage and duck. I'm sure I'm missing
white
a bunch
beans.
Of things.
Okay.
And then like that the crispy, you know, breadcrumb and bacon topper.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
So good.
You're going to want to get down to Old Farm. And that's why I brought fruit for us for breakfast.
I know.
It's getting to sweater weather, and with my like minuscule beer gut, the sweaters amplify it.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm starting.
So what are you going to wear then, Jeff?
Just going to go Dickies. I'm going to go nothing but Dickies.
Dickies?
Yeah, exactly.
I did have a Dickie.
Did you?
Yes, I had a Dickie. I wonder if that's why I had no friends. I had like this like.
There's other reasons.
I had like a Northern Reflections Dickie.
Northern Reflections? I used
you
to have those,
you know,
all those sweatshirts with cats.
Yeah,
yeah,
cats
I had tons
or
of those.
Like embroidery, and you know what I mean.
We're
like,
cool,
yeah,
you and I, aren't we?
Yeah, are we? We are. Like, well, you know, there's still Northern Reflections, I believe, at
I
the cat
so.
Center. Yeah,
yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's still there. So yeah,
Christmas is coming.
That.
Get your cat reindeer sweaters.
Yeah.
And get down to our sponsors
at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods. Get that comfort food. If you don't have time to cook, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
Old Farm will do it for
you. And
you
guys still have like the pies, like the
They're selling out. I don't want to mention the meat pies today because we might already be sold out of them.
Okay,
but
you don't want to mention them, but you just mentioned them.
Yeah, because they're really good. But today is like a production day, so a rare day without any Old Farm catering, so we're going to get up in the kitchen and make some more big batches of stuff. I don't know what yet, but it's going to be delicious.
Yeah. You know, you haven't said anything about my spectacles.
Why? What?
Why haven't you said anything about my glasses?
You know me. You don't know. You know that I don't look women in the eye. You know this. You're too attractive. They're fantastic spectacles. Did you get them at Old? Did you get them at Old Farm?
No,
then
but
why
I
you
just
bring them up?
I wanted to stick that in there.
Good. My lord.
Well, you know what? I can see clearly now all the great stuff at Old Farm Fine Foods.
There's the segue. We'll get you down there. They'll notice your glasses. I'm sure of it. My name is Jeff the Nerd,
and I'm Simone the Moan.
And it's about 9:10. We're gonna play a couple new tracks, and then we're gonna get to our community events roundup.
Right.
Find
on.
Out some events where you can go sport your glasses.
Yes.
Yeah. We're a bunch of nerds. New stuff from Goldie Boutillier. This one's called Favorite Fear. Not a downer.
But more chill.
Did you listen to it?
I didn't listen to it.
It's a little more chilled. Like, you know her stuff. We played them a few times.
Okay, let's have her out. Let's have her.
It's brand new. Let's give her.
All right, let's go.
Right here.
An Old Farm.
Holding in its rage, feels a chandelier and it's falling. I was beautiful then and I'm beautiful now. Still have them in my back pocket. Renovation plan, sex with your best friend. The coffee's burnt, your mom's calling.
numbers, so saw me knife. My angels are always watching. Poems about dying alone, cheap perfume as you coughing, schedules, deadlines, bills are falling behind, screaming into your pillow, I'm laughing. Waiting like a stone in your guest room alone, he thinks no one's home, he starts crying, my body aches and the chain breaks until the tragedy flows, I'm falling.
Really?
Yeah, your dehumidifier's clogged up.
The what?
The left one, the dehumidifier on the left side.
Oh.
Yeah, see, when it's working well, mm-hmm. it'll suck the air out of a watermelon and turn it to dust.
Jeez.
Yeah, but do you wear cologne in a car?
Do I wear cologne?
Do you ever spray cologne like a signature scent or a fragrance?
Probably. Why?
Yeah, see, if you do that when the AC's running, it'll suck it in the air ducts mixed with the antifreeze and
jeez, you think they'd tell you that?
I do. Yeah, it's written in the manual, but nobody reads it. Okay. It's section 38.
But this is fixable?
Oh,
you can
yeah.
fix this?
Yeah, yeah. I'll get it back to you in a couple of days. Just in a couple of days.
A couple of days? No. I got a studio session in like 5 minutes.
You need a ride. I could take you.
That's your park down there?
Oh, yeah.
Why'd you park so far?
Be honest with you, last time I saw something this bad, it caught fire and...
what, blew up? Seriously?
Yeah, we gotta get out of here.
Jeez.
Explain me that song you've been working on.
Oh, no, I'm not done yet. I gotta keep writing it.
No, I used to be a rapper. I gotta be finished.
Really? Wow. No, I'm good. Thank you, though. I appreciate that.
Come on, play the song.
I don't have a speaker.
It's your lucky day.
Great. All right, turn it on. Tell them how it is. I don't beat around the bush. Yeah. Made it look easy. Wasn't easy as it looks. Nah. Hill got steep. We need a little push. Back up. Hard to believe you can see under the hood. Go ahead and look. Yeah, let's go. Roll up in a new one, sounding like a bazooka. See me and they froze, I'm calling the whip Medusa. Willy Wonka paint, they saltier than Veruca. Even with a new tux, promise it wouldn't suit ya. Whoa, put my family on the payroll, I can't do this on my own.
Said they had a message for me, told them leave it at its tone.
Nowadays I spin the globe just to see where I should go.
Hey, the kid is hopscotch and doing numbers on the road. Doing numbers at the shows, put your number in my phone. I don't miss, I just reload. If I did, I might explode. Got the glue up on the dough, guess I'm sticking to the code. Think I need it, but I don't. Got these bars all in the whip, yeah, it's like I'm on patrol. Got my hand on everything, it's never out of my control. They've been giving me some praise, if you do, I'm not opposed. Not the one that you should worship, I got someone you should know.
Tell them how it is, I don't beat around the bush. Yeah, made it look easy, wasn't easy as it looks. Nah, hill got steep, we need a little push. Back up, hard to believe you can see under the hood. Go ahead and look. Yeah, let's go.
Pull up in an old one, looking like I'm a no one. I don't got a dress to impress, they already know us. Know a couple cold ones, take one to no one. Only ever call when they need me, I ain't a tow truck.
Heard you got two favorites in your phone, cause you don't have time.
One is for my girl and the other for the tax guy.
Multi-million ops and megabytes, you know I'm that guy.
Probably got 100 milli sitting on a flash drive.
Whoa, yeah, this got me in the zone. Now I'm coming for the throne, guess I must have overthrown. Now they blowing up my phone, while me tossing them a bone. Everything they getting told, always going over heads. Damn, must have overthrown. Throne. Hesitating, no, I don't. No, my feet are never cold. Even when the ground is froze, I'ma keep them on their toes. They've been giving me some praise. If you do, I'm not opposed. Not the one that you should worship. I got someone you should know. Tell them how it is. I don't beat around. The view, it's not a backdrop.
It's not.
It's really the show, it's not a flash mob.
It's not.
Getting lapped, yeah. Did it off a laptop. Ooh. One girl really understand me. Two phones, this one for the family. Three cars, none of them a Camry. Foresight, even when I.
Welcome to Intermission.